in the town of Mahishmati on the river of Narmada, there was on the bank of Narmada river, there was a Brahman called Madhav, and he was very good in performing all the rituals. He knew all the scriptures, and because he was so learned, everybody would give him lot of charity. And so he decided, because he got lots of charity, he decided one day that I'll do a very big sacrifice. And in that very big sacrifice, for that he got a goat for the sacrifice. And that goat, they cleaned it very nicely for offering it. At that time, to the surprise of everyone, the goat started speaking. The goat said that, what is the use of this sacrifice? Again and again we'll go through the wheel of birth and death. Because even I did the sacrifices, the same thing happened to me. So Madhav Brahman thought that, he asked the goat, can you please tell that what happened to you, how you got this body of the goat, and what you are talking about? So then the goat said that in its previous life, the goat was also a Brahmana, and he also knew all the scriptures, and he used to perform yajnas. And one day his wife, she told him that we should do puja for Durga Devi, and we should offer one goat in sacrifice for Durga Devi. So then he agreed, and then in the temple of Durga Devi, he did the necessary rituals, and then a goat was brought to do sacrifice. At that time, the goat said that, because you are sacrificing me, you are making my children fatherless, so I am going to curse you. And what is the curse? That you will also become a goat in the next lifetime. So this is how I got this body of the goat. But by Krishna's mercy, I remember my past. I remember all the what happened in the past. So this the goat said, and I will tell you one interesting story, he said. And what was the story? That in Kurukshetra, Kurukshetra is a place where all rituals are performed. In Kurukshetra, there was a king called Chandra Sharma. And this king, he wanted to give, it was, he is from the Sun dynasty. And that on there was a solar eclipse one day. So he wanted to give charity on a solar eclipse day to a Brahmana. So he went to take bath in a lake, holy lake. And then after that, he wore new clothes. He came with the priest to give charity to this Brahmana. But next to the Brahmana, along with the Brahman, there was a Shudra. You both stand up. Stand up, both of you stand up. Stand up.
Pooja, Subhadra.
So the Brahman, next to the Brahman, along with him, there was one Shudra. And he was very black. And when this king was about to give this charity, that time from the Shudra, two persons came. One, Chandala came. Chandala means dog eater. One male Chandala came. And immediately after that, one female Chandala came. And what happened? Chandala is a dog eater. Yes, they are humans who eat dogs. So they are Chandalas. So those two, after some time, they came near the Brahmana. They entered the body of the Brahmana, both the Chandalas, the male Chandala and the female Chandala. Both of them entered. At that time, the Brahmana, he recited chapter 9 Bhagavad Gita. And because he knew that if you recite the chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita, then you will be freed from all the fearful situations. Whenever you are afraid, all fearful situations means what? When you are afraid. So he immediately recited the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And just the moment he finished reciting the 9th chapter, the Vishnu Dutas from the spiritual world, they came and they made the Chandalas to go out of the body of the Brahmana. This all the king was watching. He told both of them, you get out from the body of the Brahmana.
And the king asks the Brahmana, that what did you do? What did you chant? How did these people go out? Please tell. So then he said that, my dear king, I recited chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita, and those two chandalas, the male was sin personified. You stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. The male was sin personified and the female was offense personified. They both had come. So they both were released just because he chanted 9 chapter with devotion. And the king, he learnt the chapter 9 from this Brahmana. And this Brahmana, while he was chanting, he remembered the lotus feet of Lord Krishna all the time. And now this king, he also learned this chapter 9 and he memorized it and he thought of the lotus feet of the Lord. He also got the lotus feet of the Lord. And when this story, the goat told to the Brahmana released the goat. Which Brahmana?
Madhav.
Yes, Madhav released the goat and Madhav also chanted chapter 9. He also got the lotus feet of Krishna. This story I am telling you from Padma Puran. This was told by Lord Shiva to Parvati, the glories of chapter 9. Bhagavad Gita ki.
Yes.